Another American has been arrested on espionage charges. Authorities picked up a retired Air Force sergeant at Dulles International Airport outside Washington as he was preparing to fly to Switzerland via Germany. NPR's Brian Naylor has been at the suspect's initial court appearance in Alexandria, Virginia. Brian, who is he and what's he accused of?
Robert, his name is Brian Regan. He's 38 years old. He retired from the Air Force as a sergeant a year ago. And while in the Air Force, he was decorated for his work as an intelligence analyst following the Iraqi invasion of Kuwait. He'd been working for a civilian defense contractor assigned to the National Reconnaissance Office. That's a secretive Defense Department agency that builds, designs, and operates spy satellites. The complaint accuses him of conspiracy to commit espionage. He's being held without bond and has another hearing next Wednesday.
Now, according to the complaint, what kind of information did he give away?
Well, we don't know a whole lot, but according to what we do know, he emailed sensitive satellite images as well as a classified CIA report and another secret document about a foreign country's satellite capacities. These documents were all allegedly transferred to what the complaint only calls Country A. He apparently also had other classified information on him when he was arrested at Dulles, as well as a GPS device, one of those handheld satellite devices, which the complaint says could have been used to locate a specific drop site. As to the seriousness of the charges, right now he's being charged with a lower-level felony, but the investigation continues.
And he supposedly was working for Country A. That's all they say. Do we know what Country A was?
Well, according to the sources we've talked to, Country A is Libya. And there are also countries B, C, and D named in the complaint. We don't know about them right now. We do know the complaint says Regan used the public internet access at some public libraries near his Maryland home to contact his handlers. One time he forgot to log off afterwards, and so investigators were able to see the sites he was surfing, which included the names or addresses for a number of foreign embassies in Zurich, which is where he was on his way to when he was picked up yesterday.
Any indication as to why the authorities picked him up yesterday? Did they think he was trying to flee the country, for example?
Well, yeah, they've been watching him for a while, and they know that he went to Germany earlier this summer, and they lost track of him there. So when they knew that he was going back to Europe, they thought that he was probably going to be meeting with the Libyans this time, and they wanted to prevent that, even though by arresting him they tipped their hand and compromised further investigation. The complaint also notes that Regan had been concerned he was being followed. He'd pulled U-turns a couple of times in his car to see if he could catch anyone tailing him. So he was clearly worried about this, and I think the authorities felt that this was the best time to act.
In recent years, several Americans who've been accused or convicted of espionage have had, it turned out, mercenary motives. Was that the case here?
Well, I'm afraid so. It was pretty much a question of money. The complaint talks about Regan's four children. It says that his financial records show him to be more than $50,000 in debt. And when he appeared today at the U.S. District Courthouse in Alexandria, he was asked if he had an attorney. He didn't. He stood there alone and said that he couldn't afford to pay for one. So presumably one will be appointed for him next week.
Okay, Brian, thank you very much.
Thank you.
NPR's Brian Naylor.